Hi, Danny. It's Tina again from Local Splash. Thank you for your patience. I was able to handle that other call. I appreciate that. So you were saying you're staying at a friend's house. Is it because your friend has electricity and you didn't where you live?
Right. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
That's terrible. How long before they get things up and running?
I don't know, but, you know, I had to take my dogs, my bird, everybody, you know, because I don't have any heat.
That's terrible. Yeah. So the heat is electric or is it gas, but it needs the heater or the electricity to turn on the furnace?
Yeah, it needs electricity to turn it on. I got oil. This is an old house.
Goodness. Wow. Yeah. No, you can't be in that kind of weather without heat for sure. So I'm so happy that you have a friend that's helping you out. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's why I didn't call you back. I told you I'd call you back. And
yep.
Then I came home, and I didn't have any electricity. So, you know, the house was all right. You know, I stayed here for quite a while to see, you know, if it came back on.
Wow.
And then I started packing up stuff and, you know, before it got dark so I could get out of here.
Yeah.
You know, I can't stay here because it'll get too cold in here.
For sure. Yeah, that's too much. So what are they saying on the forecast? Are they saying that the heavy snow is almost over or is it still like
a blizzard?
Oh, no,
we got one coming. We got two inches this morning.
Oh, no. Oh.
Well, yeah, there's a big snowstorm, I think in the Midwest right now. And I guess we're going to get some snow from that. We already got a foot and a half on the ground from the last week.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, we really. This is the worst winter we've had in a long time. Back in the 70s, our winters used to be like this all the time. But, you know, because of global warming, they've really, you know, changed a lot. But for some time, ever since Thanksgiving, it's been cold there.
Yeah, I didn't want to say anything because I didn't want to age myself, but I was, I remember living in Chicago as a child, and we got in that blizzard of 1979, and everything was snowed in. People had to walk to the store. We had to pull our groceries on a sled. I remember. It was not fun.
that was 77.
Was it? I always thought it was 79. Wow.
No, it was 77. We had the blizzard of 77.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you couldn't go anywhere for days.
Remember that's when that series with Oprah Winfrey came out called Roots, that old movie about slavery. And all we did was we sat home and drank hot chocolate and watched Roots. And we would crochet and knit and play cards because there wasn't anything else to do. We were all stuck inside, you know.
Yeah.
So I guess, you know, now that I think about it, it was good bonding time. I mean, there was some good that came from it, even though it's not fun to be snowed in like that, you know. So.
No, it is. And then, you know, the roads are bad. And now I hear on the news today that we have a salt shortage here.
No, the worst. Oh, so now the roads are going to be closed, I bet.
Well, no, they aren't out yet. They're, you know, it's getting to the point where they're getting worried.
Yeah, they're going to plow them, or are they going to
they'll do both right now until they run a little lower on salt.
On salt, and then they'll see what the next move is.
Yeah, but you know where all the salt comes from?
Huh.
Right under our lake. Lake Erie's full of salt.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. There's a huge salt, rock salt mine under Lake Erie. Huge.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Now, I don't know. You know, with all this crap, every shortage of everything in this world today, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So that's like when we had those fires, you know, last year in L.A. President Trump came out here and he had to open up some type of canals. I guess there was plenty of water that would have come into California from the north and from Canada, but our governor had like shut it all down. So he came and, you know, opened it up and said, you guys have plenty of water that you have access to, but you closed it, you know, which makes no sense. So, and like you guys have plenty of salt, but how come you're running out of salt? That makes,
yeah,
you know, yeah, there's, that makes no rhyme or reason.
No, it doesn't, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Well, it's always good to talk to you. Were you calling to make your payment, or did you need a little bit more time, Danny, with everything that's going on?
I don't know what I owe you money for, and I'm not showing up. What is going on with my account? I talked to you last month.
Yeah.
You told me I was all set to do the
Google Verified.
No, the Google ad.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
And I gave you $300 for it, and then they called me back and tell me I can't do it. They need more information.
Oh, okay. I think that's why we had called you and had upgraded it from the Google ads to the Facebook ads. Do you remember that? Because there was something going on with that application that they said that it wasn't going to. Let me see. This is not a Google Ads application. It's for local service ads. That's what Bonnie put on here on the 13th.
I'm not making any money, so I don't know why you want any money from me. I got $151 in my account. And
so,
I haven't been out of the house in a week.
If you remember last we spoke, we took the Google Ads off of your subscription, and we're only going to charge you $149. And obviously, I don't want to take that now if you have $151 in your account. You can have some more time. But we're not going to put those Google Ads back on or the Facebook ads back on unless you wanted to down the road. So what the $149 package covers is your website, the call tracking number, the Google placement on the local map section, and the popular directories that are in your area. So that's for the $149 monthly. And then the other one that we were talking about with the extra $300 a month was for the Google ads that had then converted into Facebook ads. But I know that, you know, you're having, you know, a hardship right now, and it's not good timing to continue with that. So we had taken those off, and we're going to go back to just the $149 package.
Yeah, well, I'm not making any money on that.
Well, you have to consider today is the 21st, and it's been in suspension since the 15th. That's when the payment was due. So that could be affecting you. You know what I mean? Because when an account goes into suspension, everything.
Well, I don't know why you suspended it. You had $300 of my money. Where is that?
Oh, so that $300, it said that it went to Facebook ads. That's what it
said.
Well,
then that's 2 months of Facebook ads that I have coming. I shouldn't have anything to pay you until February.
Well, even.
Well, where's that?
Pay us for Facebook ads, Danny, they still have to pay for the regular subscription on top of it because it's the other part of the program. Unless you want me to check with that department and see if there's any money left in the budget for the Facebook that they haven't used. And if there is, I could ask them if they could put that towards this month's payment and then just cancel that. But I don't know, you know, if there is or not, but I could ask them.
Well, there should be. There should be at least $300.
Well, the thing is that it was paid on December 15th, which typically would take you from December 15th to January 15th. So I would think those Facebook ads probably ran out, you know, by January 15th. But, you know.
Well, where's my other $150 then?
So if you do $300 in Facebook ads,
I wasn't supposed to do that. That money was for Google ads. You told me that I was all set for Google. You wanted to start the account. You needed $300 to start the Google ads.
Yes.
All right, so I still have $150 left.
Well, it's
so you figure that out.
It says here that there was a note on your account. You and I talked on the 17th that there was some issue with the Google ads, and I called you and I asked if you wanted us to use the $300 that you paid for Facebook ads instead, and you said that that would be fine. That was back on the 17th. Let me look in the notes here and see what it was that Kelly had. She's the technician that was setting the ads up. She was the one that put something in about the Google ads.
I'm not going to make any money on that Facebook ad unless I get on Google and get my ads where they belong and I've been asking you for the last year. So if you guys can't do that, then I'm not going to keep you.
Okay. So I'm going Danny, you and I, you know, we've worked together for so long, and I'm going to help you. So I'm going to get off the phone, and I'm going to check with the Google ad department and the Facebook ad department, and I'm going to see if any of that money was spent to run ads, and if it, you know, there's a balance on it, I'll just convert it to your monthly $149 that's due, and then I'll put a credit on there for next month if there's left over. So, for instance, let's say the whole $300 is still sitting there, and because of the mix-up, nobody had allotted to use it, then I'll just do apply it towards this January payment that was past due, and then I put a service credit on there for next month. But before I can do that, I have to check with that department and see, you know, how much of that money, if any, was already allotted, right? But if they haven't spent it yet, of course, I'll take it and I'll use it towards this for you, okay?
All right.
Yeah, so I'll get back to you in a little bit. So let me just check with them, and then I'll call you later, okay?
What time is it there? 1 o'clock?
It's 1:51. Yep, almost 2 o'clock, actually.
So it's almost, also you're 3 hours, so it's almost 5 o'clock here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You guys are on Eastern time, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, yeah, but we're here until 7 o'clock your time, so let me just figure this out, and then I'll call you back.
Wait a minute, you're there at 7 o'clock my time?
Well, 4 o'clock my time with 3 hours would be 4, 5, 6, 7, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're here till 7. So it must be it must be almost 5 there, not almost 6.
Right? It's almost 5 o'clock.
Okay,
here, right?
I thought you said 6. So I'm like, that doesn't make sense. Somehow there's an, no. Okay. Yeah, but we're here until 7 o'clock. So I'll try to get back to you today. Unless I don't hear back from them, then I'll call you tomorrow. But I'm going to try to put some heat on them and see what's going on, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good. I'll talk to you in a little bit.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.